Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, first, let's get this out of the way. Let me thank you for listening, and if you're on a platform where you can like or rate my show, feel free to do it, okay? We're at about that time when those things are going to start to matter to the progress of the podcast, I guess. I don't know, actually, because I'll keep on doing it no matter what, even if I don't get reviewed, but it seems like it kind of helps in the big scope of lists and reviews and all those happy things. So, if you could, I'd really appreciate it. So, yeah, that just all that noise you just heard was Doc wanting to be on the podcast. Right, Doc? Anyway, yeah, so the downward spiral trend continues. The tour of self-destruction is right on. Still not gone to talk to my therapist yet. I spent this weekend with Scott, which, you know, as we know, is always, I don't know, it's kind of changing now. I don't know what the difference is, if it's me or if it's him, or if it's just I've gotten so used to how it is that it doesn't even really make that much of a difference anymore how it goes, because at least I'm with him in some capacity, which sounds so, so desperate, and I get that. I really do. I understand how desperate that sounds, but there's truth to that. There would have been days when I would have died for this that's happening now, and I'm kind of taking it like all blasé, like it doesn't really matter at all, when it's everything I've ever wanted, except there's the one bigger thing that I want that, you know, I got it once from him, and I should really be grateful for that. And he doesn't even remember it because he was so drunk on whiskey during a time when he and I were barely speaking. He was not doing well, and I was not doing well on my own part. And, we just crossed at a picnic, and he told me he loved me at that picnic. And he kind of really mind-fucked me because it came at a time when I was actually pregnant with his child, and he didn't know it, and I couldn't tell him there, anyway, and, I lost the baby, like, 3 days after that day, but, yeah, it was just weird. I hadn't seen him in a couple of months, and things were really strange all around, and, there was a lot of stuff going on with people, and trust issues, and betrayal, and, you know, CI kind of shit, not CIS or whatever, CSI, like, CI, like, you know, snitch type shit going on. And he told me he loved me, and it was the one and only time that he's actually ever said those words to me, and so I can never say he didn't say it to me, but it would just be nice to hear it every once in a while. So I want to pretend and lie and say I'm really okay, that, you know, everything is like as it should be, but that would really be a lie. I didn't make it out of my pajamas today, and I had plans to do all kinds of stuff. I didn't make it to the shower today. I didn't make it to take my meds today, which I should really do. I didn't do anything. I had grandiose plans, and I actually walked through lots of them time after time after time in my head as to how easy it would be to do this thing or do that thing, and then still not even get out of pajamas. Yeah, that shows it. I've really not been compliant with my medication. Yesterday I wound up taking it because I had gotten such a violent headache that I couldn't even see straight. So I kind of had to, do something, right? And, the other thing is, you know, coming off the illicit substances, gets harder every time, especially if I'm not taking my meds to catch the fall on that. And then I'm just flat out not feeling good at all and sick and starting to see stuff, which I wanted to talk about that last night, and then I never got to do the podcast. So I was noticing as I was getting tireder and tireder and less on my medication that I have the ability to actually like change things, like the way I see things in my head, with my own free will. Not like it's just happening, like a delusion type thing, but that I can stare at something long enough and change a few lines here and there and make it into something else. So does that actually make it delusional thinking, or does that make it like I have an artist's mind where I can, you know, see to make those twists and things like that? You know, I didn't actually think about it until last night when I was like, wow, if I even told anybody about this, they would tell me that I was starting to hallucinate, which, you know, who knows? That's what I'm trying to say. So how can you tell if it's a hallucination or if it's actually a gift, right? Say, like, if one of the great philosophers was alive nowadays and he had prophecy, right? Would he be fucking locked away too? Just like, you know, maybe I have prophecy. Maybe I see things before they happen, you know? Maybe I'm manic and depressed, which maybe I'm going through a mixed episode today, which has been so much fun to, like, be ready to do something and have almost energy to do it and then be, like, knocked down by the depression that why bother doing anything at all. Yeah, that's what's considered a mixed episode. I hate them. And I just really actually realized how manic I am the minute I started to do this podcast because I haven't talked to anybody all day. But I can certainly tell by the rapid rate of my speech and the fact that I can't follow one topic to another topic without forgetting what I'm saying is a sure bet that there's a little bit of mania in play here. And the fact that I haven't taken my meds, which now that I'm not on them and actually being very mindful of where I'm standing right now, oh my gosh, yeah, there's a major difference between when I take them and when I don't take them. And that's my dog, he's driving me crazy, but if I keep on stopping and starting on the podcast, it's going to be a no-go, and then I'm going to forget everything I just said, and because I don't know how to edit yet, I would lose everything that I have on here. So please, just bear with me while my dog continues to suck up Lake Erie here in the state of Arizona. What else happened? So, yeah, weekend with Scott. Weekend with Scott. You know, we don't even really like, it's not even like a sex thing anymore. It's more like we go to a hotel because he's just dead beat. And I watch him sleep for like, you know, 3 hours straight. And then he wakes up and then I go to sleep while he does his thing. But has company while he does his thing. Because apparently he's like craving me in a way that is way more intellectually speaking than sexually speaking. I mean, that's always good, but, you know, there's something, it's gone to a bigger level that I never thought it would, where I'm more than just a material object to him. I actually, like, fulfill some other kind of need for him that I never thought we would get to. That's why I keep on saying this is getting really deep. His dad is sick, and there's an imminent funeral coming up, and I'm, like, already his guest to go. It sounds terrible, right? It's, like, date to church kind of thing, but, you know, like, I'm the one that's going to go with him to this funeral, which is probably going to be one of the hardest things he's had to do in his life in a really long time, considering, you know, the circumstances, which I'm not going into because I've already said enough about that. And then, so I got back from this weekend with Scott, so the thing with the other guy is kind of, like, kind of a tentative right now because I don't know where I stand and he doesn't know where I stand and a lot of other things going on. And then who else will show up this week but Ricky, the guy from last year who came to be engaged and broke my heart, and one of the people who I thought had home invaded me during the 57 man home invasion story, that he had actually tried to kill me with a shotgun. Well, he shows up at my house yesterday telling me that he had a seizure so hard that he turned purple, which to me would mean kind of like imminent death. So he's still very much alive, although definitely not okay. He is way further out there than I ever remember him being. So these seizures or whatever it is that he's up to mess up his brain the way it is, working really, really good. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Like, this dog, I'm going to cut his nails so low after that I'm done doing this. I'm not feeling it. Like, today was such a down day. Now, like, yesterday, I was so manic. Had I done a podcast yesterday, it would have been all, like, happy, happy, joy, joy, you know? And today, because it's a few days out from when I saw Scott, who is basically, like, my drug of choice, I'm starting to get that withdrawal from him. And now that I'm starting to wonder, you know, when's the next time I'm going to see him or hear from him type thing. You know, like, the whole addiction to Scott thing comes into play with everything else. So that's, wow, that's a truth I didn't expect to go out. But There we go. So there's that. I'm a little stoned right now. I'll be honest about that. Yeah, I finally broke down and got some weed, considering that I have to try to at least come off some of the other stuff a little less harshly. I'm starting to figure out which actual meds I need, though, to make it so I'm not like dying. I think I figured out the combo. See, famous last words, right? So, two truths and famous last words right there. So, yeah, I just did that. Really sorry about all the dog noise. I hope you made it through to the end. Just hear my funny little realization there at the end. Hating my meds, not hating my life, but not really digging it. Depression is ensuing. I was a lazy, lazy bum today. And that's about it. I'm Dawn Serena. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Have a good one.